Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to Just Ask Amish, and this is the Amish Comedian. And I am here to answer any questions you may have about this life, other lives, what's going on, if you have any advice, or if there's something that has happened in your life that you want to share, please call in and share it. I'm also this evening taking questions from the chat room. So if there's something that you really need to know the answer to, feel free to send me a private message and I will address it on the air. The beauty of radio is that you can wear whatever you want. And the beauty of not getting paid for this show is that, you know, you're not so hot, you can just cancel it. No one really cares. Except, of course, the people that listen on your regular basis. Then you become a little inconsistent. Not too much you can do with that, but, you know, if we were truly psychic, we'd know when I was going to be on and when I was going to be on. And sometimes, you know what, maybe you were planning to listen to the show, and it was canceled, and you did something more productive. So it can be a win-win at times. I'd like to say a shout-out to Renee, Dance with an Angel. Emmy is here. Guest 5084 is here, and QPA Scott, I'd like to say hello to this thing, May the 2nd. Guest, if you want to sign up for a free account, you can pick whatever name you want, and you can come back, and it'll allow you to chat in our chat room. And just so you know, our chat room does get very jumping, so you may not want to miss, because you'll be sitting there, and you'll be reading what people are saying, guest. You'll say, oh, I've got something to say to that, and you won't be able to. I don't want you to deprive yourself of that ability, because you're going to find that you're going to want to have it. And I will take questions from the chat room. What you have to do is I think you just click on the person's name, and then there's private, and then you can just click on private and ask me a question, and I will address it on the air. You can ask for a reading, Emmy, through the chat. What I ask is if you've asked me a question before, please don't ask the same question again. It just sort of defeats the purpose of the spirit. When you ask the question 7, 8, 9, 10 times, it's sort of saying to the universe, you know what, I don't have faith. I don't have faith. I don't have faith. And really, why you have to have faith in what's going to happen. And really, we can only tell about the here and now, and there are so many variables that change. So, you know, you have a roadmap. And sometimes someone can tell you the answer to something, but sometimes you really do need to go within. If I can give you the answer, I'll give you the answer. If I can't, I can't. I'm hoping that everyone can hear me. And, yeah, I need, oh, you want sex advice? Well, actually, I'd like for you to call in to me for sex advice. It's like expecting advice from you to me. But, oh, Emmy, I feel your pain. Okay, so I think, okay, I'm going to rephrase this. I'm going to give you a different name. Let's say it's Melinda. So, Melinda, I'm feeling the last time it was good was 2007 with you. That was the last time it was good. So, coming forward, there will be an opportunity presenting itself, but unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit more of a dry summer for you. So I'm getting the month October, like the fall, around Halloween-ish, maybe around the 20th or after the 20th, but October was the month I'm getting. You can go anywhere if you're looking for action. You know, you can go to anywhere, and people will give it out freely. It's sort of like the 60s and 70s, where it is possible still to do that. However, some people are a little bit more discriminating when it comes to sleep, and rightly so. You know, when it's psychic sex advice, I sort of want to be discreet, but then I'm seeing all these things in my head. Let me just type something to you. Okay, so I'm sort of tapping into your energy, so I know that that's the case. So it's going to be someone who appreciates that. So, you know, they'll see that and, you know, they'll be very excited about it. It'll be fun for you. Well, that'll be someone, and you know what? It's true. I wasn't seeing the other sex. I wasn't seeing male with you. But I also wasn't seeing female. So it's going to be a female probably with male energy. That's what I'm seeing. Not the lipstick lesbian variety. So that's what I'm seeing for you. Let's see. What do we have here? Let me check to see if there's any callers. No callers. Shocking. So it's 9:06 already. I just wanted to apologize again for last week. I spent the weekend with some girlfriends. It was a milestone birthday last month, and I was forced to go out and have a few beverages in Toronto. And apparently I can't handle it. Well, you know what? I've never been able to handle it, so who am I kidding? The next day, you know, I really can't drink because of the next day. I'm fine that night 99.9% of the time, but the next day it just sucks the life out of me. Any psychic powers I possibly could have had flow out the window. So, Joanna. So, Emmy, is it Joanna? You know, it's funny because when I got October, my grandmother's name is Joanne, and my cousin's name is Joanna. And so it is possible because I know that there is a Joanne for me in October. So that's a very real possibility. Now, does she have short, dark hair? Emmy, I need to know. Short, dark hair. Oh, but there is a time delay on this. So maybe you're just not hearing me. It's okay to call me dude, Renee. I don't want. There's an Amish guy in the next election. Which election is that? Is that the some Republican Party thing? Oh, Renee's gonna give me advice. Okay, so it's not too sure, but I'm seeing darker hair and I'm seeing shorter. I'm seeing this girl for you, Emmy, could be the Joanna. I'm feeling that you meet her online first, then you meet her in person. Person, not really dark. Okay, well then it might not be the same person. So there's definitely a girl with short brown hair. You see brownish blonde, definitely like a more of a black brown. But she's fair. She's like a paler skin, but a black hair, and like maybe a nice green or blue eye. So, yeah. Well, I think you might meet this other one too. It might be that you're going to have a fall where a lot of people fall. And you know what? You can go around with many different people. You don't have to stick yourself with just one. Don't pigeonhole yourself. Shop around. You're still young, aren't you, Emmy? I don't feel that you're 40. I feel that you're more like in a 20 sort of. Well, I don't know. Most people in 20s don't have a dry spell like you. Well, Renee, here's some advice that I need from you. Okay. So, when you, let's see. I'm not going to ask about the astral thing because we discussed that last week. What else do we have? Well, Emmy, you're only 19. A dry spell for a year and a half really isn't nothing. Don't you be worrying about that. You know, that's why I figured you're more in your 20s. So don't be wanting to just be with one person. There are many out there. And I think if you're a lesbian, you don't catch as many diseases as if you're heterosexual. So that's a positive. Now, if Spinach were having this call, he would be saying that if you really want to meet a woman, go to prison, because it's all women. So, you know, keep that under your hat, too. Okay, I have a caller on the line from area code 212. Hi there, you're on the line with me, the Amish comedian. Hello? Did you have a question? Oh, you just had your hand up. I'm going to hang up for now, but I will come back to you. If you don't have a question, just press 1 again and you can just listen in. Area code 212. Okay. So, okay. Bud phone call. It's funny, Renee, you know that you said that the butt phone call, when I was reading my kids a book, it's called like the Buttosaurus or something like that, and this kid gets caught in this huge brown blob and he has to wipe himself with paper to get him out of it. You know, kids' books are really entertaining these days. Yeah, go to prison, Emmy, and make a reality show. That's the American dream. I wonder if we took a poll of all Americans, how many would want to be in a reality show? I know who it was now. Now that I'm looking in the chat site, I know that it was you, Spinach. But if you don't want to talk, just hit one. Because when I look at my switchboard, your hand's up. So it's like you're in a class and you have a question. But if anyone else wants to call in, there's lots of availability. So Emmy has had a question from the chat room. And if you have any, you know, we talked about astral travel sex the week before that, whether or not it's cheating. And that was a good discussion. And now we can talk about, if we're going to talk about sex, let's talk about sex. And this isn't psychic at all. But has anyone had the experience where they've been going out with someone for a period of time and, you know, they were reasonably attractive, and when you actually saw them naked, you couldn't do it because they had, I don't know, some sort of physical thing, like, I don't, hair somewhere, or a bunch of boils all over their body? Has anyone had that experience? Okay, I'm taking a poll of the chat room. Like, I'm not talking about the experience where you smell something, but maybe the experience where you've seen something. I guess it could be smell something, you know? Apparently it happens with redheads a lot. In prison, I'm not sure. I think you're forced to take a shower every day, so I don't think you run into that. Let's see. I have to say that that's never happened to me, but sometimes you might not go out with something wrong. Or not wrong, because, you know, oil all over yourself. Obviously, there's people's problems. So, and there is, oh, and there's people with really bad breath. Now, because he is attractive to anything, but he smells their breath. And it makes you want to retch. You're not getting into that group. And there's really you're not forced yourself to be attracted to something. Smell is repulsive. And I don't know, do you tell the person their breath smells? Maybe there's someone that they're going to be no sense of smell. I met a guy like that once, but I didn't date him. I guess his girlfriend. John, how does she kiss you with breath? And he said that she just hands him a brushing. But sometimes even brushing. That's been my day. Oh, sorry. Louder! I gotta speak louder! So we've had poopy breath, boils on the back, Spinach has come up with stinky cha-cha, or what else did you call it? It was stinky... You had a nice name for it. No, I didn't see it. I can't see it again. Coochie rot, yes. So Spinach isn't a big fan of coochie rot. Boils, coochie rot, bad breath, and let's see. We've got no one calling in. couchy rot. Have you ever heard those stories about people who couldn't leave the house and they were somehow just stuck to the couch? They had to, and then they had to cut them off the couch. But it's because things were coming from that area that made them not get up. And someone, I heard a story once where they actually had to cut a hole in the couch because the person couldn't get off it because they were stuck to it. And they went through the bathroom through the couch in that hole. Spinach likes rusty mufflers. And no, Springer cut the guy out of the house, but they had subsequent stories where they found, because it's all coming out of the woodwork now, people who were stuck to the toilet, that they couldn't actually get out of the bathroom, and people were bringing them meals into the bathroom because they were stuck on the toilet. Well, at least they were stuck on the toilet and not stuck on the couch, going to the bathroom on the couch. And in every single circumstance, the emergency medical people cutting these people off couches and out of bathrooms, the stench was horrendous. And then finding sandwiches and stuff like that inside the folds of flap or folds of fat, I think that would be a deal breaker too. That's right up there with the boils. I don't know. Like, what do you do about boils? You know, maybe there's a pill you can take. What do you do for the bad breath? I think some people just, it doesn't go away. I don't think it matters how many times you brush your teeth. I don't know if it's a nervous stomach, but I think it's a lot more prevalent than people make it out to be. Well, I was just sitting here for a few minutes. I looked up. It was 2013, and a chair was growing out of my ass. That must be how it happened. Well, you know, time isn't linear, so it's all happening right now. So one day you're sitting down, one day you're stuck to a chair. But I've seen them before, and I guess their body just starts to ooze out a certain place, which is really sad, you know. And then there was that woman. Oh, I was watching the show when I was in Calgary, and there was a woman, and she was like 900 pounds, and in the bed, and she was very pretty, but they took her, and they gave her the gastric bypass surgery, and she had two young daughters, and then she ended up dying from it. She was too big to have it, so should have caught her about 500 pounds ago. And, okay, we've got a new guest. We've got a guest, 5714. If you want to go sign up for an account, you can sign up and pick any funny name you want to, and then you can chat in the chat room, and you can send me a private message, ask me a question. But if you want to call in with a question, the phone number is 347-994-3895. And that's what I would suggest. And what else we got going on? Okay, it's 9:18. There is a lottery. I don't know how many of you have the Mega Millions in your state. But, you know, if you want to have really good, well, I don't know if it's really good sex, but you can win the lottery. It's only about $266 million right now. And suddenly, that bad breath, those boils, being stuck to a couch doesn't matter because anyone will want you. I feel used by Emmy. She came in, asked me a question, then left. I feel used. She doesn't want to stick around. Want to bet that she went to someone else and asked the same question? Voyons donc, people. Voyons donc. Yeah, I think the $266 million would make me a lot more attractive. I'm certain of that. What did Spinach say about the couch? Oh, when Spinach's mom was a nurse, she had to remove the shattered porcelain out of a fat lady who crushed her toilet. Oh, that is funny. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I don't think it would work with a leather couch, though. I'm thinking of those, you know, the woven fabric ones sort of look kind of platy, but they're like polyester weave. That would be the one that you would get stuck to, and that would be the hardest one to get cut out of your body. Like, I don't even, would they cut through her flesh or would they cut through the couch? And then at that point, how do you get that couch out? I just don't know. And often these people have lots of kids, too, and I'm thinking, how can you watch a kid when you're on a couch all day, every day? 3 years. Oh, and the remote. Jeez, like, where did it go? You know, everybody loses a remote. But, and then what would it turn into? It's like, remember those shows, the Barbara Pappas, back in the, I don't know, it might have just been a Canadian thing. And these blobs would morph into different things. Clickety-click Barbara trick, and they turn into, like, a boat or an oven or whatever. You know, that was cool. Mama's got to watch her stories. My grandma told me when she was here last week that soap operas were called soap operas because they were all 15 minutes and they were all sponsored by a soap company. So that's why they called them the soapies. So a little bit of trivia for you. Oh, good, we're down to four. Those guests, they just up and left like that. Mr. Bloopy. Well, maybe it's because they were calling in and I wasn't answering their calls. Nope, that wasn't it. I can't really do a lot of reading if people aren't calling in or emailing with questions. Sex is a touchy subject to many. Oh, Renee, you're so smooth. You just slide that humor in. You're a slider. Is that it? The slider? Yeah, as soon as they're there, Scott. But okay, I'm going to talk about, I'll get off this subject and people that are stuck to couches. But I found a bunch of toads in my backyard. Scott already knows this today. And then there was one by the barbecue. So I, and that was the big one. So I picked that one up and I put it with the rest of the toads because they all seem to be singing this weird tune. And my backyard, we have things called cicadas. And in the summer, it's like there's some sort of, they all rise in symphony with each other. It's the strangest thing. It's like some sort of harmonic convergence. And today the toads were all doing it too, and I can hear them from my living room, and they're all at the other end of the property. And I went out, and they're just, you know, making this music. They're all totally aligned with one another. It was like they were all singing the same toad tune. Something's up. And as Scott would say, May 10th, something's up. And I guess we're having all this flooding in Memphis right now. But I bet you toads start falling from the sky. Oh, that'll be horrible. Close the sunroof. Am I too loud now? Okay, I go from being too quiet to too loud. You know what I'm using? Is I'm using one of those Xbox 360 headsets for my kid's game. I've got it plugged into the phone, and that's what I'm using to have my discussion this evening about whatever's on my mind. I guess it's blog talk. I can talk about whatever I want. There's no rules. No one's going to come in here and give me another, not too loud. Are you talking about sex? Are you talking about the toad being loud? Your ear hurt? Is it me? Am I loud? Renee, should I get Spinach to talk on the phone about his furniture? Hi, guest 5897. If you want, you can go get a name and chat in our chat room, too. It's all free. Oh, my voice is perfect. Oh, thank you, Renee. Now I squeal like a pig. So, cicadas. That's right. I like those cicadas. I think there's something going on with cicadas. I bet you cicadas are really alien. And they're they're responding to all that Beatles music that's been pumped out in space over the last couple of years. And now the cicadas are coming. They want to find who's responsible. Spinach is in the queue. Oh, yay. Hi there. You're calling me.
Hello.
The furniture. This is the Fat Person Furniture Show.
Hello. You got about fat person people and furniture?
Yes.
Is this the show?
This
if I'm a fat person, can I sell used furniture on this show?
Yes, you can.
Oh, great. I got like a cooch.
A cooch?
Yeah, it's getting kind of fat. I want to sell it.
I think you should. Is that Craigslist?
Yeah. Maybe I should use Craigslist. I kind of need some money. They're about to cut it. Actually, they extended my unemployment. You were wrong a couple of weeks ago when you said they weren't going to give me more money.
Did they ask you if you looked for a job?
I don't know, not directly. I never heard from anybody. I talked to one guy on the phone. It was, like, easy.
Well, they just approved mine, so I'm kind of happy about it.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't know about the side business of the radio show?
Well, I don't get paid for it, so.
I thought you were making lots of money for this.
No, it's free. You can
free?
Have, that's why I'm telling you, you can have a show, too.
Really?
Yes, just sign up. Start something. Start something really antagonistic.
Ah, really, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you might be onto something there. I'm good at antagonizing people.
That's right. You've got a gift for it.
Huh.
Do you have any questions other than your unemployment?
Yeah, I did. I forgot exactly what it was. Oh, yeah, I might have this job. Someone offered me this job.
But don't they know that you have unemployment?
I don't know. No, they don't know. They don't know anything, as far as I know. I was wondering, what do you think? Should I take it? Or will
no.
it interfere with my travel plans?
It's going to interfere with your travel plans.
You're
spending the summer down south. As much as you think that you're going over to Europe, you're not.
Yeah, we got offered a house in Sardinia.
That's south, right?
No, that's like this island in the Mediterranean.
This is south of New York?
South of England.
Oh, well.
South of France.
It's more towards the equator.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
With like Honduras?
Like warm, very warm.
Down by Canal Street?
Yeah. Where does that subway go to?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it stops at, like, City Hall.
Outside.
It doesn't stop at the World Trade Center anymore.
No. I thought people visited there to look at the gaping hole.
Yeah, it's a big tourist attraction, the construction site.
Yeah. People are funny, aren't they?
To Canadians.
That's what, you know what the worst part about being stuck to your couch is?
Better than being stuck to your toilet.
Oh, well, no, you know what? I would say probably being stuck to your toilet would be better than being stuck to your couch.
I don't know. You should hear that story from my mom. It didn't sound like fun.
You know who also broke a toilet?
Who?
The drunk dentist.
Oh, yeah, Jim the psycho dentist.
That's right. He came back from a bar drunk one night, sat on the toilet. Water everywhere.
You sure he just sat on it? He must have done something special
and
to it.
Fat. Luckily, it was a rental.
Varla wants to say hi.
Okay, Varla.
Hi.
Hi, Varla. Your daddy says you had lots of fun in that New York City park by yourself.
Well, it was kind of scary at first, and then I got to like it because the water came back on.
Oh, the water came back on. It was a water park. See, you're smart. It's more fun to be in a water park than it is to be alone in a park with no water, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello. I got another caller, Spinach. I'm just going to put you on mute, okay?
Mute? Can I chime in with, like, you know, conflicting
advice?
You want to
be on the call?
Can you do a three-way?
Okay.
Do I got to pay extra for that?
I think I can.
Oh.
Hello, caller 5.
Fluffy could.
One? Oh, no, I don't think I can do a three-way.
Oh.
Let's hope we cannot do a three-way. I really don't want to do a three-way. Come on now.
Well,
is he on mute? Is he on hold?
No, he's not. Well, he's on hold, but
he's not.
He's not on the line.
All right. Well, then. All right. Good. Well, then. Hey, this is Carly 11. I'm actually on your. Hi. How are you?
Good. Please tell me you have a question.
Yes, I so totally do. I have a question about myself and my boyfriend. Yes, it is Carly to the chat room. I have a question about myself and my boyfriend, Jonathan. What's going on with him, and am I being right to how I feel right now? Like, I'm so ready just to let him go.
Here's the problem. He's the same person that when you met him.
Yeah.
And you've changed.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so that's the issue. It's between you you either have to go back and remember why it was that you were attracted to him in the first place and keep it going, or decide that you want someone who's more in line with where you're going.
See, I can't do that anymore. It's asking too much of me.
What, to move on?
No, it's asking too much of me to stay the same person that I used to be.
No, you can't. You're not supposed to. You're supposed
exactly.
to evolve. That's
yeah.
what you've been doing. So you've been doing what you're supposed to do. He's not interested in that. Will he ever evolve? Maybe. I don't see it within the next 3 to 5 years.
Honestly, I don't even see that happening at all.
Well, then that's probably...
I really don't. Okay. Well, then, thank you. You answered my question.
But
actually, can I ask you another one?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Just because my entire life I've always been attracted to the paranormal and I've always had kind of a power in my hands, so I just want to know if it's the right choice for me to continue on going in school in alternative medicine and so on.
At this point right now, as of today, not as a full-time profession. I see you easing into it. I see you headed in one direction with it, but then sort of you'll encounter another method, and that will be more favorable. So I wouldn't put in, like, a ton of money into your education right at this moment, but I would...
Well, see, the thing is, I'm sorry to interrupt, but see, the thing is, funny, all right, this cat just put out soul retrieval. I've actually done that in the past. Well, I'm going to school for two things. I'm going to school for writing, poetry, creative writing, literature, so on, since this is my third language, and then also alternative medicine. So do you see me being more successful at writing than alternative medicine?
I see you being equally successful at both of them, but I think that the writing will end up leading you to a direction that I can't even tell what it is right now. It's something completely different, but it does. You know what Edgar Cayce used to do?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, mediumship and being totally off. You know what? I've done that, and all right, I'm sorry if I'm going to, like, dirty up your show a little bit by saying this, but... I've been introduced to mushrooms like 3 times before, and each and every time I do it, I just I get to that other space to where I communicate with some things out of this realm. And is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's being in that state, a trance-like state. There are different ways to get to it. Mushrooms is one of those ways. And but I see you also, when you're in the trance state, being able to diagnose people and write down...
Oh, so you're talking about, like, medical intuitive.
Like a medical intuitive, like Edgar Cayce, but in the trance state.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? And I don't think you need a ton of training.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's just, you know, go find a group, start doing trance. What area of the country are you in?
I'm in South Florida.
There's probably quite a few people down there that would be interested if you wanted to start some sort of trance group. Now, I don't know how many are going to be into mushrooms, but I'm sure.
No, I understand what you're saying. Actually, no, you know what? There's this lady that's totally... just offered to teach me Reiki because she felt my hands and she told me that I have some power in them. So, and then there's another lady whom I stayed friends with that we went through past life regression, and she told me that, well, anyway, I was one of her successful cases. So is that who you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about, I see like maybe 2 or 3 or 4 people getting together like on a weekly basis, and you being able to practice this trance, you being able, and you're going to do it for them at first, actually being able to diagnose and give them treatments for what's happening with them. I don't believe that if the Reiki is going to cost you money, I wouldn't waste my money, because what you're going to be doing is beyond that.
I wouldn't waste my money on what?
Reiki? Or Reiki?
Oh, Reiki. Actually, she's teaching me that for free. So
if
you
doing
don't
it for
think
free, fine, great, take it. But I don't, I think whatever it is that you're going to be doing is going to be above that and more.
Are you talking about prana and just the knowledge that comes from within me and my spirit guides as long as I listen to them?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm thinking,
yeah.
But you're going to be able to channel some guide that actually has a ton of medical knowledge.
Huh. Wow.
And so you don't really need to pay to do all these courses. All you need to do is start developing your trance abilities. And in these trance states, if you lay your hands on...
Why don't you give me some, why don't you give me some tips? Because I've already been able to take people's headaches away and small ailments away. Why don't you give me some, I guess, guidance right now? So this way I'll have some different avenue to go about it.
Well, I would say find a group. I don't know what the certifications are in Florida. I don't know. In Michigan, you need to be associated with...
Well, but then... From what you told me, I don't really need an association. I just need to listen to my own guides, right?
Well, however, if you're going to be doing it as a business, I don't know what the legal ramifications are in Florida. I don't know if you're going to be a healing practitioner, if you need some sort of certification, if you need, because what you're going to be doing is healing. But
mm-hmm.
if you're, in order to run a business, if this is what you're going to do for a living, what you choose to do, you need to investigate within your city, within your state, and see what it takes to become a healing practitioner. You may need to take level 1, 2, and 3 of Reiki and call yourself a Reiki practitioner, but that may not, that's not going to be what you're doing. You're going to be doing a different type of healing. But I don't know in Florida what you need in terms of certification to do it as a business.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because in Michigan, you need
yeah.
to be associated through a church. But I don't know about any other states because it's not applicable to me.
All right. That makes a lot of sense.
But you know what? Back in the, what is it, the 40s and 50s, there would be traveling shows, and they would put up a tent, and they would heal people, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's kind of what I do right now. I mean,
would...
it's not a traveling tent, but I just, I work at a nightclub, and then, you know, my coworkers come with me with a little headache or, you know, some kind of pain, and then I tell them, just believe that I can take it away, and I will, and then, you know, an hour and a half later, they come back to me, and they tell me, wow, the pain hasn't came back. You serious? And I'm like, well, apparently so. So it's just kind of funny that way, huh?
Well, with healing, it's the law of thirds. One third of people, there was nothing wrong with them to begin with. So by you laying their hands on them, really, there was nothing wrong to begin with. The second third, they believe that they can be healed, so they're healed. And then the last third,
okay.
there's nothing you can do for them. So you'll find, depending on the clientele, about 66% of people can be healed very easily.
Wow.
Yes. It's a very exciting thing and fun. And people are so grateful. You can also go into
you're right.
A lot of massage therapists do this as well. They're under the guise
yeah.
of being a massage therapist, but they actually go beyond that with their healing. And they do a lot
I
of
was thinking
work.
About that. Well, see, I was thinking about that also. It's just that I believe that I'm so great. I mean, it's not that I just believe in it, and I know that I sound kind of cocky right now, but I'm kind of good with people. I seem to get large amounts of people to get them excited at the same time as long as I'm there with them. You know what I mean? So I feel like I have a message to deliver to more people. That's why I want to also go into writing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it just one-on-one.
Well, you can do both. And
yeah.
building that base with the one-on-one, that's how you get to the larger, none of these people, like Sylvia Brown, I'll use her as an example. She didn't start out as a writer or, you know, talking to large groups of people. She started out doing one-on-one reading. So that's how you start out. People just don't plop you in front of an audience after you've healed two people. You have to sort of build to that. It's called building the foundation. And then you're going to find out while you're doing it what works for you, what doesn't. So,
okay, just one more question. I feel that somebody's in my life is actually thwarting my spiritual awakening. Should I just drop him?
I think you should help him.
You think I should help him, really?
Yeah. I think he's there for a reason, and I think he really needs your help. And then once he has your help, he's not going to come. He'll be done, and you won't have to drop him.
Okay.
All right. Carly, I got one more caller that's got their hand up, so I'm going to have to
thank
go on
you so much.
Thanks, Carly.
You
good
rock.
Luck.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Okay. Oh.
Here Hello?
Hello?
Hello
there.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the show.
How are you?
Good. Did you want to be on the show?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. what's your name?
My name is Jane.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, do you have a question tonight, Jane?
It's kind of vague. I've never actually called in, and my friend recommended you, and I just wanted to know, I guess just general questions like about career or about future or about love. Is that too
All
general?
Right. Let me pick up what's most... Do you have a child, Jane?
Yep.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Did he call you?
Pardon me?
Oh, I was wondering if my friend called and told you I was going to call.
No. But I'm seeing...
Okay.
Is your child around 10?
No, he's 4, 4 and a half.
4, okay. Because I've got a... I'm seeing a... And it was a boy, too. A 10-year-old male. Why am I seeing him? Let me just... Although you didn't really ask about your son. Okay.
No, he's probably the one thing I'm not confused about.
I find seeing him at 10 is very creative. Something to do with writing as well. Last caller was a writer. And this, your son, I see him doing a lot of writing, expressing himself. He's just sort of along the creative path, make sure that he's getting nudged in that direction. He's also athletically inclined, but I see the writing being a little bit more important for him because he needs that access, that outlet for his creativity.
Okay.
But that happens around 10, not around 4. So right now, whatever he wants. He's got 6 years free time. I'm getting nothing regarding any of the major areas of your life. I'm getting
That's pretty much what I'm getting to. I just figured I'd double check in or whatever.
Are you getting a new appliance, or I'm seeing a stove?
A stove? No.
I see a white stove. Do you cook? Do you bake?
No, I don't know how to do anything.
Well, maybe this is the time for you to start learning how to cook.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's usually good. It's I find that cooking is very creative. You know, you can follow a recipe, but a good intuitive cook knows exactly what to throw in there, and it doesn't matter what it is. It's always good, no matter what.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, I would try cooking. I would try anything, basically.
And, you know, it's kind of like a bit of a meditation, too, once you get into the routine of it. I think it'll be good for your son, probably, and something that he can help you with and something that you can do one-on-one.
Oh, yeah, he would love to do that.
Yeah, but that's creative form, too. So maybe that's something he can do. And, you know, I don't get anything else, really, but the major areas just, you know. Sure
like I said, neither do I. Kind of all stagnant there.
We'll have to let you go for the evening, but feel free to call back next week. Something can always come up in the meanwhile.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got a call. Oh, 352, you didn't have your hand up. Did you have a question or no?
No.
No, you just want to listen? Thanks. Oh, that's nice. Spinach has a friend. The best cooking is done by my husband. Ha ha. Good one, Renee. That's good. It always tastes better when someone else makes it. I have to disagree because I think I do the best cooking. But it's one of those intuitive things where you've got something. And, you know, you've got potatoes, and you go, okay, well, what do I put in the potatoes? And I started putting chicken broth in them instead of using butter because I thought, well, should I be cooking with all the fat? So I stopped cooking with all the fat. Then I put some Parmesan cheese and some garlic in, and then my grandma, no matter what I cook, my grandma says it's the best food ever. I love my grandma. Okay, let's see, we've got, oh, Spinach, do you have a question again, Spinach? Or you just have your hand up for no reason again? You're crazy. I'm hanging up on you. Well, I'm putting you on mute again. Okay. Okay, we've got 14 minutes left. Are there any more questions from the chat room? And some Herman Miller chairs. I don't think that Herman Miller chairs would be the ones. Aren't they just made out of wood? It would be very difficult to get yourself stuck to a wood chair. I'm not saying impossible, but very difficult. Does anyone want Gott to answer a question for them? He's on tonight. The Toads haven't been talking to him, but he is on tonight. So if you have a question for Scott, private message him. That's QPA Scott. And then I'll have him call in, and then he can answer it on the air. Because sometimes, especially when it's a psychic sex show, you want a male perspective because there are a lot of female callers on these shows. But I haven't really had a lot of psychic sex comments except for Emmy, who asked her question and then left. And I don't know if she liked my answer because I think she sort of wanted this other woman that was online that she was chatting with. But I did see someone different. So sometimes different is better. Sometimes you build something up in your mind, and it just isn't what you expect. Now, it's all what you expect in women's prison, though. You know, what you see is what you get. So if you know you're going to be incarcerated, get some of those prison shows. What was that one that was on for a while? Was it an Australian men's prison show? It was on TV, and all the prisons. It was a very open concept, that prison. Oh, I can't. It was on about 10 years ago, and there was like a common area. Wasn't cell block H. I can't remember what it was, but I would definitely watch some of those TV shows prior to committing the crime so you know exactly what to expect when you get into the joint. Of course, it's going to be a little bit different once you're there because, you know, everyone's perspective is different, and, you know, not everyone gets incarcerated with the same group of people. So depends on what the mix is on your floor and your block or whatever they call it in prison. Has anyone on in the chat room or listening on the air been incarcerated? If you've been incarcerated and have some prison sex stories, please call them in as well. We're looking for any sort of story. Let's see, what else we've got? What kind of questions? Well, you can have any questions. Okay, we'll go back to hi, area code 352. Oh, you have your hand up now.
I do.
Okay, so now you have a question?
No.
Oh,
I was going to respond. I was away from my computer. It is.
Okay. We'll see if we've got any. Did anyone have a
question? You said to PM me, and I'm away from my machine. You said to PM me, but I was away from my machine. And I forgot to drink a beer, too. Hold on, I'm going to turn the computer down.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm an alcoholic because we do have beer, and it's not the kind I like, so I'm not drinking it.
Okay, that was harder than I thought. Hold the phone for a minute and try to do it.
Spinach is doing a road trip of conjugal visits, prison to prison.
Yeah, I think that works for him. So,
do you have to know who you're visiting ahead of time? Or can you just go in and pick anyone from a lineup? I don't know how that works. I've never been on a conjugal visit.
Well,
okay.
I'm sure he'll write a prisoner.com.
I knew he'd know. Um, do you have any psychic sex stories, Scott?
Me?
Yes.
Ooh. With people not on the show? Nope. I sure don't.
Okay, and do you think that Catholics should marry non-Catholics?
Boy, that's a good question. I'm sure it works sometimes, and I know it doesn't work all the time. So, I don't know.
Do you think if they did a survey, what the percentage would be of it working out?
Oh, God. I would call it 50-50, just like the regular rate, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'd say 20.
You'd say what? 80-20?
80-20.
Yeah. Yeah, I never pay attention.
Spinach, did you marry a Catholic? Oh, it'll take a while. He did marry a Catholic.
Yeah, she'd have gotten rid of him anyway. So.
But she was pregnant, so she's not really Catholic. Because don't they wait until after the wedding day?
Was she in prison?
Was she in prison? Find her on writeaprisoner.com.
I'm sorry, Spanish. I had to. She's been cracking me up all night.
Not this one. Not yet. Spinach, have you ever been incarcerated? Or stopped at the border for importing something on a flight from England?
Boy, that's pretty evidential there.
That's right. He found her at the Pontifical Institute of Medieval Studies. He did, at the University of Toronto. So they got married there, too. That's very romantic. But obviously they had sex before they got married, as she was a little far along when it happened. But that's okay. That's how everyone got married in the 70s and 60s and 50s. All right,
questions. You were going to, if you don't get a caller, you were going to tell me a story when we spoke. And I don't know if it's an on-air topic or not. But
about a midget?
You know, I honestly don't know. You just mentioned that you would need to tell me because it was quite drawn out. But that could be interesting. So
I already told the driving across the border naked story. I've already shared, I don't think there's any other stories. I can't remember. See, that's what happens when you have Kraft disease. It's called can't remember a fucking thing. In my head for about 2 seconds, then it's gone.
I honestly didn't put that together earlier, but yeah, I can appreciate it, so.
Oh, Spinach wants me to tell you about Fluffy and the stove. I had this roommate. She was a little light in the head, so we called her Fluffy. And Nick decided one day he would like to sleep with her. So he pelted rocks at her window. And she let him in. And then they had a relationship for a couple weeks. Fluffy,
one of the rocks hit her in the head, right? I mean, that's what it was all about.
She was Fluffy before that. She was always bringing gentlemen home. And I remember there was one guy that he was someone that I'd gone out with in university. And I said, oh, why don't you go out with my roommate? And he went out with my roommate for quite some time, but then that was the end of that. And that's not very exciting, but Fluffy, we can't find her. We keep trying to stalk her on Facebook, but we can't find her because she doesn't go by Fluffy. I guess she didn't like her nickname. And then she was sleeping with the psycho dentist. Remember the dentist that broke the toilet seat I was talking about earlier? She slept with him.
I remember. Yeah, I'm really trying not to laugh.
I never slept with her. Because I've never been in prison. I don't know. Maybe I would in a woman's prison. I'm not sure. You know, people never say never, because you never know when you're in that situation what you're going to do. No, she didn't. She never asked me spinach. She never asked me. Should I have felt insulted that she never asked? I don't think she was that into me. She wasn't my cup of tea. I don't know. Did she fall under that coochie category, spinach? I don't know. He'd know. I wouldn't. No, she was okay. She was from in Ontario. They make fun of people from Northern Ontario. Is there a place in Florida that they make fun of people from being from?
Probably not that I know of. Oh yeah, well yeah, Tallahassee. If you're a Florida State fan, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah, it could probably be worse than that. I just don't know how.
So. Oh, thank you, Renee. Renee says that we'll never be in prison. I am so glad of that.
Well, the bars I'm seeing must be for spinach then. So.
One of the pros of prison would be the uniform. Another pro would be the lack of responsibility. One of the cons would be having to be someone's bitch. Another con would be having to shower with other people. I'm sure there are other cons.
I was going to say, those cons all kind of tie into the uniform with the knee pads in the front. But
true. Renee just had two missionaries from the Mormon Church. I wonder if she took their pamphlet. Are you converting, Renee? I think Renee is going to convert. I think she wants to be one of 10 wives. Who can blame her, though? There's another, okay, that's like the opposite. You have responsibilities maybe once a week. So it's a little bit of freedom. You don't have to be there all the time. So let's see. We don't have anyone else in the phone line. God, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to get someone to ask you a question.
Oh, I'm not feeling very psychic anyway. So.
Well, you didn't guess my number of toads in the backyard.
I said 17.
You said 17, but you weren't correct. There were, I would have accepted. Oh, spinach guessed four. Four. Spinach,
you just didn't
right.
Count them all. You just did, that's all.
There were six, then we went down to four. Spinach, you're psychic, Spinach. The Psychic Spinach Show. Sorry. I'm sorry, Scott. Spinach guessed the number of toads. He's the
well.
Sweet winner.
Well, like I said, you just didn't count them all. You couldn't see them. So I even found one in my backyard after you said it.
They're everywhere, man. Now, if Spinach had a toad in his backyard, I would be shocked. Spinach, toad, backyard? Actually, Renee, do you have toads? Because that would be part of the fish. If Renee has toads in her backyard, then we know something's going on. Back to the flooding. Oh, toads are coming back to Renee's house for dinner. She's going to feed them. But she's a vegetarian, so I don't know what you would feed a toad. I don't think they eat grass. All right, well, I'm going to close the show, Scott. Nice talking to you. And 90 seconds left. Thank you for everyone for calling in. I appreciate all the calls. I appreciate everyone in the chat room. And I will be back next week. And maybe next week we can get a little few more questions, or maybe I can change the topic. You know, the show is ever evolving. So if there's something that you want to talk about, just send me a message, put it on the schedule, and we can talk about it. But until then, you know, get a hold of me if you want. Just ask Amish. You can send me messages. Add me as a friend. Whatever you want to do. And count the toes. Very important. Means something, I'm sure, and we'll figure it out together. Have a good week, everyone. Take care.